taking office in January, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone laid out a long list of priorities. One of those was to restore confidence among communities of color that they could trust the agency. That trust had eroded under his predecessor, Joe Arpaio. But Penzone's recent policy shift on immigration holds for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has led to some confusion. And Sheriff Penzone is with me to talk about that. Sheriff, explain the recent policy shift between MCSO and ICE.
First and foremost, the county attorney has a responsibility to oversee all legal aspects related to the sheriff's office. And his team was in review regarding a pending lawsuit, doing some legal review, and they identified that there was a pattern across the nation of lawsuits for actions consistent with what we were doing here, which was holding detainees beyond the time when the courts deemed that they were to be released on what we call a consent hold for ICE. They found it to be an unconstitutional practice, and he advised me and my team of that, and his recommendation was that we cease and desist immediately because we were not only violating the Constitution, but assuming some legal implications that were going to be costly to our taxpayers. So it was a balance of what is the law, and therefore what we have to abide by, then how can we find a solution to overcome this to ensure that we are focused on public safety.
And then you modified that, at least based on what we have read and what we've heard. How much of a modification is it? Was it a step back to what the original policy was? Was it somewhere of a middle ground?
No, I greatly appreciate this question because I think there's some confusion. So we changed the policy as we were required to do so to be law-abiding. And then we spent the next few days trying to work with ICE to identify a change in the process, which are two completely different things. The policy was changed and we cannot apply these consent holds anymore. It's unlawful. And then we determined, is there a way for us to overcome the legality aspect of it and still facilitate the needs on behalf of ICE, which was change the process. So we're not holding anyone beyond what the court orders. But what we're doing now is allowing ICE the opportunity through notifications by my office when we're about to release someone to come into the jail and take custody of them immediately and then remove them from the jail as immediate so that hold on our behalf does not exceed the legal limitations applied by the courts.
How important is the relationship between MCSO and ICE? The policies are such that they're a little confusing, first of all, and then there's also the feeling that immigration is a federal responsibility.
And it is. We need to understand what our lanes are and stay true to our missions. You know, our mission is serving this community with the state laws, handling detention on behalf of other law enforcement agencies. I authored a letter that I sent to Secretary Kelly at DHS in D.C. saying, hey, we want to facilitate and be helpful to our law enforcement partners, whether they be federal or state, but we're challenged by some aspects where the law is not seamless, and your expectations of us creates a burden on our behalf because we're acting in a way that is unconstitutional and assuming a lot of liabilities that relates to lawsuits. We need a solution. So the relationship is critical, no different than working with our other partners at the local level. But we cannot break the law or go outside of our jurisdiction in order to accommodate their needs. We have to find a common ground.
One of the important things that you talked about a lot was bringing the relationship with all sorts of communities in the Valley, communities of color included, that had felt disenfranchised by your predecessor. In any way, does the expression by some groups that they're confused, they're not sure where you stand as it relates to some of this, do you feel like you need to work with those communities even more so they understand this?
No, that relationship has to be ongoing. And there's no doubt in my mind that this dynamic has created somewhat of a setback because there is confusion. But we all have to recognize that there's many cultures within our community, and when they are victims of crime, they have to feel confident to come forward. If they are witnesses to crime, they have to recognize that they're also protected if they come forward with information to help us catch criminals and solve crimes. And we have to provide public safety for everyone. And then we have to make sure that everyone is abiding by the laws, whether it be state or federal. So there's a lot of complexities to this issue. And my concern is we've been kicking this can down the road for far too long, and it's time for us to sit down and have a very responsible, professional conversation about identifying solutions and getting on the same page, because we cannot be at odds with our community, nor can we be at odds with other law enforcement agencies.
Is this a situation where it's a setback that's long enough where it's going to be another sort of hill to climb, or do you feel like if everyone's at the table, you can be upfront, you can be honest, and the discussions continue?
We have to be at the table. We cannot choose a side and hold our ground because we're not serving anyone's best interest. So 2 months into it, I'll tell you, we've taken on a lot. And there are a lot of things to address. And I'm happy with how my staff has responded because what they're embracing is the idea of, hey, we have to be ethical, professional. We have to understand that the rules apply to us no different than anyone else. And they're working exceptionally hard to keep that level of service at its highest point while still addressing these complexities. You know, this was not easy, but I'll tell you, I'm proud of my organization, and I'm proud of the hierarchy who said, hey, we have to make a definitive decision on this because we cannot be unconstitutional.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone. Sheriff, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.